This is 92.1 WGHN, and in the Blue West Property Studios right now, we're being joined by our friend Annalise Walker from Harbor Transit. And Harbor Transit has an event coming up here on Friday and Saturday, which kind of piggybacks with some of the stuff we're doing down here at WGHN for the Coat Drive. It's the Cans and Coat Drive at the Harbor Transit facility on Ferry. And Annalise, why don't you tell everybody about what you folks are up to?
Yes, thank you for having me today. So we are doing a Cans and Coats Drive, like you said, and we're collecting non-perishable food items as well as coats, hats, gloves, and blankets, just to give a little help to families in our community who might be needing those things as the holidays come up.
Okay. And now, are you going to it's like a stuff a bus type thing. So you're going to have a bus all set up and people can stuff that bus.
Yes. So we'll be collecting items all this week. And on November 14th, so that's Friday, and then 15th, Saturday, we will have a bus in front of the Harbor Transit facility. And we're inviting people to come and help us stuff the bus, literally. So we're going to be filling it with all the items that we've collected. People are welcome to bring items on those days as well if they've been collecting them at home. So that will be a fun event. And then we will actually be working with Planningas, and we will bring our coats there so that they can clean them before they donate them, and we'll be also bringing items to the People Center.
Yes, so very similar to our coat drive. Matter of fact, it's kind of the exact same thing. Planning is,
yes.
Al Planning is going to be very busy over there cleaning those items. He does all of it by himself. And all the items will be cleaned, and then they will be given to places like you said, the People Center and Love in Action, Salvation Army, those type of places, and then they will make sure they get distributed to the folks who need them. The food thing is, I think that's very noble of you, because food scarcity in Ottawa County is a really big deal. And who are you giving the food to? Or is it the same folks you're going to be giving the food to?
Yes, it'll be the People Center.
People Center will get the food, and then they will in turn make sure that it gets to their pantry, which can help people out. Have you done this kind of thing before?
That's a good question. We might have done something in the past, but I know there's especially a big push this year, particularly with many other organizations in the community as well. So that's great to see everyone coming together.
Mm-hmm. And again, it is the Stuff the Bus event. Now, people have been making donations already, but the big public display of what they've had and what they're going to put in the bus is going to be this Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th. Again, they're looking for non-perishable foods, also coats, hats, and gloves, and blankets. Non-perishable foods, of course, are things, you know, like things in cans, things that just don't spoil quickly. That's the kind of thing. So don't bring down like a pear or something like that. You need to bring down something that can sit on a shelf for a little bit that they can put into the pantry. Reaching out and doing things in the community, that's very important for Harbor Transit, because you guys are more than just, you know, the bus that takes us from point A to point B. You really want to get involved in your community, don't you?
Yes, we care about this community very much, and I know I can speak for all of us when we say, you know, we are willing to go the extra mile in our community. We, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yes.
But a pun made nonetheless.
Yes, our drivers and dispatchers and all of our staff, we truly care about what's going on in our passengers' lives, and we're here to help in any way that we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. So again, it is there a time that you want people to come out for this thing?
That's a great question. Yes. If you want to bring items to us at Harbor Transit during the week, we are open. Our lobby is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday.
All right. And then when are the buses going to be rolled out and placed on display so people can see all the stuff that's been into the bus?
Yeah, it'll be Friday morning, November 14th, Friday morning. That's when we'll roll the bus out. You can come bring your items there if you haven't already donated, and we'll actually be collecting items through the 21st. So if for some reason you missed the Stuff the Bus event, you can still bring non-perishable items and coats, hats, gloves, and blankets to Harbor Transit, and we will take them to the proper distribution centers.
Okay. Now, as we get into the winter, is there anything else big going on with Harbor Transit we need to know about? Anything changing with your schedules? Anything, any promotions? Anything special you folks have going on over there?
Great question. Yes. Well, first of all, Harbor Transit is an excellent option for wintertime if you're someone who doesn't like to drive in the snow and ice, or even if you have a personal car and you just don't like to go outside to start the car in the morning. I know I fall into that category.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're here to help people get around in the winter. We're also doing a trolley park and ride at Sparkle Festival this year. So you can check our website, harbortransit.org, for the select Friday and Saturday night dates that we'll be offering the trolley park and ride, as we have the past several years. So we're excited about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's when you guys do the driving, it really takes a lot of the hassle. Because parking can be a real pain in the patoot for some of these things.
Definitely, yeah. Yes.
And you guys just stop and drop people off and away you go. When it comes to the weather, you know, as we're talking right now, it's sunny outside. It's nice. But, I mean, eventually, like we already had some snow, it does get a little nasty. You know, what goes into your determination of, say, you know what, maybe we're going to be a little late or maybe we're going to do things a little differently today because of the weather? I mean, I know with schools how they do it, like school officials drive around and make a determination on the routes. How do you guys make that call?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's multiple determinants. I know that our director will check the roads himself. He'll go out and drive around. We also take a look at what the schools are doing. So if schools start shutting down for a snow day, that might be an indicator that we would consider it unsafe for our buses to be out on the road. Mm-hmm. I think in the winter, people should definitely keep an eye on their pickup and drop-off windows. If they have the app and they're tracking their bus, you know, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for the bus to be just a few minutes later sure. than it normally would due to weather conditions and traffic. Mm-hmm. And that's a great point, too. If you have the Lakeshore Go app, that's a great way to get notifications about whether your bus is running a little bit behind due to weather. And we also send direct notifications to the app if we are on limited service for some reason. So we try to announce it everywhere that we can. But if you have the app, that's the quickest way to find out if we're on limited service.
Okay. We've got Annalise Walker here from Harbor Transit. We're just talking about some winter things going on over there, including the big Stuff the Bus event, which is coming up this Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th at the Harbor Transit facility, 440 North Ferry Street here in Grand Haven. They want you to bring out non-perishable foods, coats, hats, gloves, and blankets. They're going to stockpile all that stuff, and then they will get them into the hands of a nonprofit. The garments will be clean, of course, by Plantings Cleaners first, and then they will get them to those who need them the most. What's the coverage area now out there at Harbor Transit? I mean, let's obviously, like, you know, the water. Okay, you can't go in the water, but how far east, how far north, how far south do you go?
Yeah, so we cover all of the city of Grand Haven, Grand Haven Township, Spring Lake and Spring Lake Township, and Ferriesburg. And we also have our shared stop at the Trinity Health Center in Norton Shores. So a lot of people don't know that we actually connect with the MATS transit system.
Oh.
So if you want to ride into Muskegon, you can actually schedule a Harbor Transit ride up to the Trinity Health Clinic at the lakes, and mm-hmm. then you can jump on one of the MATS fixed bus routes or use the MATS go-to bus.
So there's like a little partnership there. You get them up there and then they'll take you around and then they can bring you back there and then you can hitch a ride from there.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've had an increasing number of people utilizing that each month. So that's been good to see.
Oh, very cool. And that's at the Trinity Health right up there across from the Costco.
Yes. We do get a lot of questions about do we go to Costco? And the answer is not yet.
No. We get you close though.
We can get you close to Costco.
We can get you close. You can see it in the distance like a beacon on the hill. But yes, I gotcha. Well, that's very handy. You can go all around. And you know, the interesting thing, too, about like public transportation, especially with like younger kids, I know my youngest is too young to drive or anything, but my middle kids were very into public transportation, very, very into Harbor Transit because it was like, you know, I don't know whether they didn't want to drive or what the deal was, but, you know, you guys did all the work and they just had to ride along. They were very into that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great service.
It is a great service. Very cool. And the fact you have it on an app now. So, I mean, there are some people who just, I want to call somebody and talk to a human and schedule. Can you still do that?
Yes, you definitely can. We always will have the call in to a dispatcher to schedule your ride option.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you're one of these modern people, like my children, you just like firing up the phone and bam, 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 there you go.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool indeed. Well, this is Annalise Walker, and she is with Harbor Transit. Annalise, if people want to learn more about what you folks are up to, they want to learn about the coat drive or any of these things that are coming up in the winter, anything at all pertaining to Harbor Transit, where's the best place to get that information?
Yeah, our website, harbortransit.org. We're also very active on social media as well, so you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. Just search Harbor Transit, and we should come up.
Annalise Walker from Harbor Transit is our guest here on 92.1 WGHN. Don't forget Stuff the Bus coming up this Friday and Saturday at the Harbor Transit facility, 440 North Ferry Street in Grand Haven.